Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I give you a four for the DeMarcus Cousins. It's getting ridiculous, man. It is. Like, and I feel 49er fans, and I feel like Nick at Berkeley, who's one of the biggest Niner fans we know, Joe, he's just frustrated with all the injuries. Like, it gets to a point where you want to enjoy the season still and for what it is. And maybe, yeah, you know you're not going to win a Super Bowl. Not when you lose Nick Bosa. Not when you lose Fred Warner. Not when you're dealing with turf toe with your star quarterback. Like, you understand you're not going to win a Super Bowl. But you could still enjoy the season. But when you have a loss like you did yesterday, it puts things in perspective. And right now, 49ers fans felt like coming off that win on Sunday Night Football against the Falcons, maybe we have action. And yesterday they got humbled. Kendrick Lamar, they got humbled yesterday, and that's okay.
It's crazy that they're 5-3 right now, and I think had they played some better quarterbacks, this could be looking a lot different. The three really good teams that they've played this year, they got the jump on the Rams, right? They beat them. They lost to the Jags. They now lost to the Texans, and they've lost to
the Tampa Bay Bucks. You said something to me before the game. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. Like, you said, they haven't had a win against an AFC opponent since like week four of last year. Oh my God. That's not good.
Is that surprising?
I mean, I know they sucked last year, but good God. I feel like the NFC is better than the AFC right now.
People aren't going to want to hear this. I would take a similar tack to what the Giants did, San Francisco Giants. Mm. If you're asking me this morning, you have one of two chances. You have an opportunity to trade a first or second round pick to get a difference maker who might be on the team next year. Might. Or you trade away some of your guys. You lose against the Giants, I think I'm trading away some guys.
Ooh. You think this is a swing game for what you do at the deadline?
If I was them, I would do what Buster Posey did, and I would sell some stuff off at the deadline and still be able to compete.
I think this might be a stand pat deadline for the San Francisco 49ers.
Somebody's offering you a second round pick for Trent Williams. You better run up and snag it.
Really?
Yes.
As simple as that.
Yes.
I mentioned this last week to Bonte, and maybe I'll ask you too. What if someone does that with Christian McCaffrey?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
As much as it would pain me to do it, I think you have to take it.
Really?
Yeah.
For the rest of the season, but this could still be a playoff team this year. You get rid of McCaffrey and Trent Williams, you're basically waving the white flag on the season, Joe.
So, just what quarterback is not going to have their way? When, like, name the playoff teams that will have quarterbacks under center that will not have their way if you cannot get after the quarterback.
So you're saying you're scrapping this year and going all
in.
You
could have a fun year and still fight for a playoff spot and get into the playoffs.
But not, like, if you get rid of Trent Williams and Christian McCaffrey. Your season's over.
I think your season's... There's probably already a ceiling on your season to begin with, Joe. Like, I think it'd be foolish to not have good self-awareness.
But it's halfway through the season, Joe, and they're a playoff team. Like, they can make the playoffs is what I'm saying. They can.
They can. Yeah, I agree with that. But
so
like...
So you owe it to the players in that locker room if you're Kyle Shanahan and John.
What? No, you owe it to yourself to
you
put yourself in a position.
You play to win the game, Herm Edwards, baby. You don't play to lose.
All right.
You got to add to this team.
Yes, and this team didn't have enough draft picks to fit last year to fix their woes for this year. Would you agree? Even if everyone was healthy, did they have enough picks last year to fix all the holes they have?
No.
All right, they have a lot of holes. Joe, they need a safety. Like, they have two of the worst safeties, cover safeties in the game. And I'll throw Siegel in there. Three of the worst cover safeties in the game. They need pass rush. They need offensive line. They need new running back. They need probably another tight end. They need multiple receivers. Like, Joe, they got a lot of holes. And, like, yeah, you could still make the playoffs. No one's saying that you're, like, ending the year. You got a lot to fight for. Yeah. I'm just saying that, like, get something back for some of these guys to someone else who thinks they're a contender. And if they're willing to overpay you, I think you owe it to yourself long term to surround Brock Purdy next year with some more talent.
This is what Kyle Shanahan had to say in regards to whether or not defensive reinforcements are needed.
Nothing changes anything. It has to do with what's available out there. And does it help us this year? Does it help us next year? So usually as things get closer, you get a little more idea on who's real and who's not. And we'll evaluate that for the short term and long term.
Niner fans, are you more inclined to be sellers at this point? We're 8 days away from the trade deadline in the NFL. Are the Niners looking more like sellers or buyers? 888-957-9570 after that loss yesterday in Houston. Let's go out to Dave in Fresno. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, you know, what was most disappointing about yesterday was that you're going against a Texans team that this is the first time in over a year they didn't allow a sack to CJ Stroud. So if there was ever a game for Mike Hill and your other young guys to maybe have a breakout game, this was the game. So what's most disappointing, if you're looking at everything, is that this team, if you take a step back and look, they haven't drafted a blue-chip player since Bosa, right? Like a blue-chip, top-of-the-line player, and they've had a lot of...
Is Ayuk one of them?
I don't consider him blue chip.
Okay, no. What about
a blue chip?
What about Debo? Debo was taken after Bosa.
To me, a blue chip player is top five at your position.
Okay.
At no point did I consider any of those guys top five.
I would argue that's really hard to draft those guys, but keep going.
Brandon Ayuk was a second team All-Pro.
And Diablo Lenore's been excellent. Like, I think, that's a fifth round pick, 2021 or whatever. He's been excellent. We could argue about how great he is. I don't think he's a top five player in the position, but I think he's really good.
Okay, well, my main point is this, and I'll be quick, is that, okay, that's fine. We can debate that. But you did have a chance this past year at pick 13, and you guys already kind of touched on that. And it's still early in his career, so I'm not saying he's a bust or not. What I'm saying is if you're looking forward right now, currently speaking, with the injuries, with why it hurts so bad that Warner and Bosa, because you know you don't have anything on this team right now currently that you can say, you know what, going forward, I feel this guy can help carry this team and be part of the next group of great players for this team. Right now, currently, you can't identify that. There's a lot of question marks, a lot of what ifs, and maybe this guy's healthy or this guy, you know, like right now, we're just looking for answers, and we haven't seen any difference makers on this team. Our best difference makers are all close to 30 years old, you know, and that to me, that's the frustrating thing. That's why people want to make a trade or, you know, go see who else is out there, because they know we don't have those answers on the team currently. We just don't. So, you know, you could say, oh, we can go, you know, punt on this year and go next year. What's going to be the situation next year? Newsflash, somebody's going to get hurt next year too. So you know, we could say, oh, well, we don't have Bosa and Warner. Well, you had them last year, both of them last year, and you went 6-11. So every year somebody's going to get hurt. What they need to do is start hitting on these picks. And Shasky, you've been on it this morning, bro. We got to see some young guys start making some plays and being difference makers. Right now, we just have guys getting on the field, you know, collecting the check and going home. Nobody's registering any sacks, fumbles, interceptions, touchdowns. They're just running around getting cardio, you know, and that's the frustrating thing. So, yeah, going forward, whether you make a trade or whatever you do, we just need some new excitement, some young up-and-coming stars. That's what we need.
Thanks, Dave. That's Dave in Fresno. 888-957-9570. And I think he speaks for a lot of 49ers fans right now. They just want someone to make a play. Like, can we get young guys to flash? But I'll say this time last week, we were talking about that, were we not? You were talking about Chase Lucas making a play. We were talking about Daryl Luter making a play. Like, who? The guy from the practice squad?
I mean, but that's where I'm, like, frustrated. I'm like, all right, so you're telling me Nick Martin cannot suit up. All right. And now you're saying, now that he's suited up because of injuries, all right, he can't play in base defense. All right, Gifford's better than him. All right, I'll listen to that. Okay, Curtis Robinson's better than him in base defense. All right, I'll listen to that. You can't tell me right now Chase Lucas is not better than Upton Sout. He's just not.
On the offensive side, too, like we can't get Jordan James a touch?
Jordan James isn't even suited up.
Why? You invested a top five round pick.
This is where I want the Niners to, like, okay, if you're going to say we're going to play the young guys and we're going to play them through their struggles, all right, let's do that. Don't pick and choose. If you're going to pick and choose, you're going to drive everyone nuts. If you're only about winning on Sunday, which I get, then Lucas should have played. There's an argument Daryl Luter at times has played as well as Renardo Green, which is a stupid sentence. Makes you feel really bad. Like, Renardo Green hasn't been great.
How many, I'm just going by through the running backs that Kyle Shanahan has whiffed on is, it's honestly incredible. Like, if you go, how many, Joe, off the top of your head?
Well, think about this. Right now, you're talking about Jordan James. They have Isaac Arendo on the bench.
That's one already. That's going to be a bust for a pick. I'm just going to call it right now.
You want to read off, I'll read off all the running backs.
Just do it, please. Yeah, please.
This is just the last 5 years.
It's unbelievable.
And remember, they got Jordan Mason via undrafted free agents.
Yes.
Okay. They brought back Breida, which was insane. Drafted TDP 93rd.
Bust.
Drafted Isaac Arendo 129.
Looking like a bust.
Jordan James.
He can't even suit up.
Third round, Trey Sermon.
Sucks.
And then sixth round, they got Elijah Mitchell, and then they let him go.
Because he couldn't stay healthy. So
he was probably their best one.
There you go. Elijah Mitchell. Is he even on a team right now?
He was on the Chiefs, but I don't think he's on their team.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. You got rid of Sky Moore. You got rid of Elijah Mitchell. It's a joke. Like, is what I'm getting at. If I see another failed running back in next year's draft, when you could have had, I don't know, an offensive lineman, a defensive lineman. And that's another thing, and I'm with Dave and Fresno on this one. You know, the allocation, and you were saying this whole show, and you've been on it, to just injured players from college. I thought we were past that when it comes to, like, the Trent Baalke-ism, when Baalke would always draft these guys that have had injury history. And maybe it was Nick in Berkeley that said it. Like, just draft someone that's been healthy and has suited up and has been a leader. Like, I'd rather go with those guys with at least a little bit more wear and tear than the young guys who are way too raw. Because it's looking like Micah Williams, who, again, was playing on a national championship team in Georgia. Does he look a little raw to you as a prospect? He's looking a little raw.
Well, I just think he's out of position. I expected more edge, and, like, right away I could tell he's a D-tackle.
Well, I looked back on, like, you know.
Like, and he's a D-tackle.
Well, I looked back on what, like, you know, the Daniel Jeremiah's NFL Network, like, the top scouts are like, saying about the guy. And he said it. I'll give Daniel Jeremiah credit. I have a lot of respect for what he does, former scout in the NFL.
What'd he say?
He's like, yeah, you know, if you draft him to be a pass rusher, it might be a little bit of a project. Like, he's got a lot of upside. But it's a lot of boom or bust potential from that regard. He said, as we've seen, in the running game, he'll be a little bit farther along. But it's going to be a process as a pass rusher. Well, that's a problem in today's game. What do you need? I need a stud quarterback, and I need a stud pass rusher. That is what you need. And when my top stud pass rusher goes down early in the season, Nick Bosa, I need someone to fill that gap. Bryce Huff, okay. He's been that guy with the Jets a couple years ago, but then he gets hurt. Now all eyes are on Micah Williams. And it may, whether it's unfair or not, he didn't do anything for me yesterday. I didn't see him do one thing that made me say, oh, great. You know who's been that guy, actually? Sam Okwuanu. The guy that picked up football when he was like 13 years old. Coming from Nigeria. You grew up playing soccer. That's the guy that's been making plays for you. Now he's hurt, Joe.
Yeah.
God. By the way, Sports Talk 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. And you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long. Kicking off with a juicy matchup, Week 9, baby, between the San Francisco 49ers and New York Giants. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Are we calling that a juicy matchup, Niners-Giants this weekend? Who's that juicy for? Is that juicy for Jackson Dart? Is that going to look good for him? It does suck that there's not going to be any scataboo. Oh, God. Don't look up that injury, by the way. For those of you who saw it, yikes. So, the ankle is not supposed to turn that way. Tough for a scataboo who is having a hell of a rookie season.
So, like, we can talk about Tyler Warren and Ebuka and all the guys that were, like, skill position players drafted after Mykel Williams. The very next pick, do you know who had the pick right after Mykel Williams?
Falcons, if I'm not mistaken.
No.
Oh, no, that was another
Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, Cowboys. Who'd they take?
Tyler Booker, guard.
How's he looking?
Well, he's only allowed 10 pressures and one sack this year.
Okay.
Right? And he's looked really good.
They got destroyed yesterday.
He's played across their offensive line. Yeah, but I would argue that, like, you know, Dak has looked really good this year for the most part. Right? And we are playing Connor Colby there, and he's given up 20 pressures, you know, and given up 6 quarterback hits, 3 sacks allowed, a bunch of penalties. Like, you know, this is where philosophy, like, they would never take a guard in the first round. And I'm not even saying that they should have taken that guard. But what I am saying is that when you take an offensive lineman, that guy plays every single snap for you, right? On the D-line, if you take a D-tackle in the first round, he better be getting after the quarterback because it's really hard to justify taking a run stuffer when so many run stuffing D-tackles can be had second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth round.
You know, a lot of people are calling in and you're saying, hey, like the answers aren't in the building. We have to go out and do something, go out and get something or draft next year. This is what George Kittle had to say after the game on, he feels like they got the right guys in the building.
So, I mean, I think we have the right guys. Now, I mean, let's think about, you know, who else got hurt today on our defensive line. Like, I don't know. So, I mean, we'll see what happens, but I think we have a lot of the right guys in the building, a lot of guys who like to play football the right way. I think Saleh gets our young guys playing the right way. And the more reps that the young guys get, the better that they're going to get. I don't ever worry about a trade deadline thing. Like, there's nothing I can do. Like, I'm not going to go into Kyle's office and say, hey, we need to trade for somebody. So, you know, I just want to get back out there and play more football because that was a horrible first half. It was a really bad performance by our offense. And I think we completely left our young defense, you know, out to dry today. Because I thought they played really well. You know, I said earlier before anyone else showed up, it was just Cam in here. They played all, like the whole day, they played bend to don't break. They gave up 2 touchdowns and 4 field goals. Like, our offense has to score points. Like, I've said that since the start. We have a veteran offense that needs to score. And yes, we're missing some key guys, obviously, but like, we have to score points. And we did not score points today. We didn't help our defense out at all the entire day.
That was George Kittle after the game. On National Tight Ends Day, the 49ers get 2 tight end touchdowns, 1 to Tonjes, 1 to Kittle, but it was not enough yesterday as the Texans were just running rampant. 26-15, the final. Houston now 3-4, Niners 5-3. We got 1 hour to go here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.